Today we are celebrating the coming of our Savior, the birth of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Last week we looked at the story of Christ's birth, and this morning our Sunday school has just given us a nice reminder of how Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. This morning we're going to continue the story in Luke, as we've been studying the Gospel of Luke. And we'll see what happened just after Jesus was born. So this morning we'll read Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen. Can you imagine the scene on that night? The shepherds are out in the fields, watching over the sheep in the dark night. It's probably cold, dark, bundled up maybe in their warmest clothes out there in the fields. The nights were long, and they were surely sleepy and tired. But it was important to stay awake and to watch, to keep watch, because wolves or other wild animals might come during the night and try to attack the sheep. So the shepherds need to be awake and ready. Perhaps to pass the time, maybe they told stories or prayed. Maybe they were even praying for the Lord to send the long-awaited Messiah to them. The shepherds passed many long, dark, cold nights just like this in the winter months, I'm sure. But on this night, something new, something miraculous happened. You can imagine them there, dark, cold. And then suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them in shining glory. And they were terrified at the sight of the angel. But the angel said to them, in Luke 2:10, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Good news of great joy for all of the people, the angel proclaimed. Now, when we read this, we always need to remember and keep in mind that this is history, true history of what actually happened on that night long ago. At the same time, this story is full of symbolic meaning as well. It's a simple story of the events that happened, and yet there is deep symbolic meaning. The dark and dangerous night. Dark, dangerous, cold. I think it speaks to us about the condition of this fallen world that we live in, where people live without knowledge, without peace, lonely, cold, and afraid. And like the wolves and the other wild animals of the fields, there are unseen enemies out there that seek to do us harm. It's a cold, dark, and dangerous world. But the angel of the Lord brings good news of great joy to this lost and fallen world. Good news of great joy. And the world is greatly in need of good news. We need some good news all the time. The world is greatly in need of good news because mankind has strayed from the path of truth and is lost in sin. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6 tells us, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Without Jesus, we are lost, like lost sheep, gone astray, and we are often lonely, we are often afraid in this dark, cold world. And we know that it is our sins that have separated us from God, often from friends and family as well, because of our sins. We knew what was right, but because of pride and selfishness, we chose to leave the way of righteousness and to go our own way. And we ended up in a dark and scary place. Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me. I knew what was the right thing to do, but didn't do it, and ended up in a dark place. I think we probably all have shared this experience at one time or another. We are sinners, fallen away from the ways of God, from the ways of righteousness. But the Lord God who created the heavens and the earth has not abandoned us. He has not forgotten us or left us. Instead, He, the Lord, has provided a way of salvation for us by coming into this world in the person of Jesus Christ and taking our sins upon Himself through His death on the cross. And the Lord is God Almighty. But the Lord did not come in glory and power on that cold night 2,000 years ago. Instead, He came quietly, born as a little baby, born the Son of Man and Son of God, Christ Jesus. This child who is Emmanuel, God with us, came in humility and began His long journey to the cross and to death on that cross by first being born of the Virgin Mary and laid in a manger, in a stable, in a place for the animals. The angel announces the good news to the shepherds in verses 11 and 12 of Luke chapter 2. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Here is the miracle of Christmas. A little baby, tiny little baby, who is God the Son, the second person of the Trinity, born into this world, come into this world to experience life in the world He created, to share in the joys and in the struggles and the sorrows of the people that He made, and eventually to give His life as a ransom for the sins of the world at the cross. He was not born in a king's palace. He was born in a stable. He did not come to the capital city of Jerusalem, to the palace and the power. He came to the little town of Bethlehem. And He came in humility as a powerless little infant born for us. An example for us, a sign for us of how to come and bring reconciliation in humility. Joseph, Mary, the shepherds, and maybe a few others knew that this was a miracle baby, a miracle child, whose birth was announced by angels and proclaimed by heavenly hosts. The Lord God come to His people. They knew this child is the Savior of the world. But most of the people, even the people right there in Bethlehem with them, most of the people did not know that the Messiah had come on that night. Most of them were not aware of this child's birth, and certainly not of His identity. Jesus came quietly in humility. God sent His angels to announce the birth to a few, to proclaim the good news. But God's chosen way to tell the whole world the good news was not through the angels, but through those who had met Jesus, through those who had seen Him, through those who knew the truth. God chose to proclaim through His people the good news, to deliver this news to the rest of the world. A Savior has been born. The shepherds were among the first, but we also are among those who have met Jesus and who can go and proclaim the good news to others. When the angel announced Jesus' birth, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." The shepherds hurried to go and see. And when they had seen Jesus, they went out again. Verse 17, when they had seen Him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. The shepherds are a good example for us. As soon as they knew and had made certain that, yes, the Messiah has come, they went out to spread the word, to tell others, the Messiah, the Christ, has been born. He has come. It is good news of great joy. We can learn from this example. Yes, we need to hear the good news. Yes, we need to make sure by meeting Jesus ourselves. And then we can go out and proclaim the good news to a lost and fallen world. The truth of the things that have been told us about the coming of Christ Jesus. Like the shepherds, we can experience not only the joy of hearing the good news and experiencing it ourselves, but the joy of going and sharing the good news with others. Most especially during this Christmas season when people are so ready and willing to listen. And Jesus is good news. Amen? Amen. Jesus is good news. To those in darkness, He is light and truth. To those in need of protection, He is the great shepherd. To those who are lost, He is the way. To those who fear death, He is life and resurrection. To those who are ill, He is the great physician. To those in captivity, He is freedom. To those in need, He is the great provider. To those haunted by the past or worried about the future, He is Alpha and Omega. He has the past and the future in His hands, beginning and end. And to all who confess their sins and trust in Him, Jesus is Savior, Redeemer, Messiah, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Through Jesus, through a relationship with Jesus Christ, we can have peace with God, our Creator, and peace for our anxious hearts, even as we live in a fallen world. Know Jesus and know peace. Jesus is good news. And this Christmas, every Christmas, is the celebration of the good news of His coming. This Christmas, let's not be distracted by Christmas trees, decorations, and Santa Claus so that we forget the true meaning of Christmas. All of these things are good. Christmas trees, Santa Claus. I love Santa. It's all good. It's all fun. But don't be distracted by these things from the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Instead, let all of these things become good opportunities to tell others about Jesus. Santa, opportunity to tell others about how God loves them and wants to give them the wonderful gift of eternal life. Christmas tree, the green speaks of eternal life. That Jesus gives us our forgiveness of sins as we trust in Him. Everything that we use in celebrating and decorating for Christmas can become a way of sharing the good news with others. And we have many opportunities to do so. Good opportunities to tell people about Jesus. This Christmas, like the shepherds on that very first Christmas so long ago, let's go and tell the good news. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. A Savior has been born, and He is Savior today. Not just 2,000 years, but today. Because after He died on the cross for us, He rose on the third day, and He is alive today. And He is here with us, ready to accept and welcome all those who come to Him in faith. Jesus is alive, and He is Lord, He is Savior, He is Messiah. Let's pray. Dear loving Lord, we give thanks to You for this Christmas Sunday opportunity to worship together before Your throne, to celebrate the coming of Christ Jesus, Son of God and God the Son, come into this world to prepare salvation for His people. Lord, I pray that each and every person here would know Jesus. I pray that our families, our friends, our neighbors, our loved ones, the people we work with or go to school with, I pray that they would know Jesus. But to know Jesus, they need to hear the good news. Help us, Lord, to have courage and wisdom to take the opportunity to go and tell the good news of Jesus, to share Your love, Your grace, Your mercy with those around us. Help us to do so in humility, quietly, yet with love and joy, to tell people, the Creator God who made the heavens and the earth loves you and cares. Come to Him. Come to Jesus. Lord, I know that even in this Christmas season, a time of joy, that because of the worries, concerns, and problems of this world, there are some who are down and depressed and struggling with sadness even in this time. And we just pray, Lord, that You would touch them with Your loving hand, that You would lift them up, that You would put new joy in their hearts and new hope. Fill them with hope and joy, Lord. Lord, I pray that You would give all of us peace in our hearts. Peace with You through Christ's work on the cross, and peace in our hearts. Pour out Your Holy Spirit and fill us with Your Spirit, Lord. Give us that peace that passes understanding, that we might truly know how to live with joy, peace, and humility, loving our neighbor, our families, and ministering to them. Lord, some are struggling financially. I pray that You would meet their need. There are some who are ill, and I pray for Your healing hand to touch them and to lift them up. Lord, many people are lonely, far from home, far from family. Comfort them, Lord, and remind them that You are always with them. And bring friends, brothers and sisters around, that they might rejoice. Lord, You know each and every need, and You are the one who provides. Meet each need, Lord, according to Your wisdom and power. Lord, it's a wonderful privilege to be able to gather together before Your throne and worship as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we lift up those who are in countries where they do not have this freedom of worship. Be with them and give them joy in this season also, and protect them and guide them, Lord. Protect and guide each and every one, near and far, according to Your love and grace. In the holy name of Jesus, with thanksgiving and praise, I pray. Amen.